Nolte, fake news media make it sound like Governor Kristi Noem's grandma died of coronavirus. By John Nolte on December 3, 2020. Governor Kristi Noem's, RSD, grandmother died on November 22. She was a nursing home resident, 98 years old, and most importantly, tested negative for the coronavirus. Did you get that? Noem's 98-year-old grandmother did not die of the coronavirus. She was not even sick with the coronavirus. She tested negative for the coronavirus. Now look at these headlines. Daily Beast, and Time Ask Gov's grandmother died in nursing home ravaged by COVID, Chinese coronavirus. Here's how the far-left Daily Beast publicized the story in a tweet. And yet Kristi Noem continues to downplay the virus, refuse a mask mandate, and ignore the terrible price her state is paying. Business Insider, Kristi Noem's grandmother died in a nursing home hit by COVID-19 as the South Dakota governor continued to downplay the virus. Raw story, pandemic downplaying GOP governor's grandmother dies in coronavirus-plagued nursing home. MSN, Kristi Noem's grandmother died in nursing home ravaged by COVID. Yahoo News, Kristi Noem's grandmother died in a nursing home hit by COVID-19 as the South Dakota governor continued to downplay the virus. The media hate Noem because she's a Republican, a conservative, the governor of a rural state, a woman, an attractive woman, a rising GOP star, and like a number of Republican governors, she's done a solid job managing the coronavirus without resorting to fascist and unnecessary lockdowns and mask mandates. So what are these doing here? Why are they so blatantly lying? First off, this is just typical media mean girl cruelty. Haha, your grandma died and we're gonna troll you and lie about you. Haha. Secondly, it is a deliberate attempt to mislead the public. Specifically the people still stupid enough to read these outlets. Like any human being, I understand the desire to be told things you want to hear. But not lies. I don't want to be lied to. Do people who read these garbage outlets, do people who watch KMLL and MSNBC and listen to NPR actually enjoy being lied to? Is that why they tune in? To hear all the soothing lies? Or are they just stupid? Republicans have to put up with a lot from the fake media. Republican women have to put up with even more. Sick people run the corporate media today. Sick, cruel, dishonest people. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.